USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom taking very dramatic new action to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak, ordering residents to simply stay at home, except to go to the store for food and essentials and to pick up their medicine. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense doing its part to try to help the nation through the crisis. Here's the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, this morning.
But DOD has been busily supporting the interagency whole-of-government effort that's been ongoing now for several weeks. We are contributing to this effort by adding manpower, medical equipment, supplies, our own researchers who are pursuing vaccines and therapeutics, the Army Corps of Engineers, and as you mentioned, the National Guard. And we now have over 4,000 guardsmen in 31 states deployed, helping governors and the people of those states.
As for speaking there on Fox and Friends, U.S. Senator and former Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand has announced she's endorsing Joe Biden for the party nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
More now on the coronavirus and how it could affect the economy. Globally, the United Nations is predicting as many as 25 million people are at risk of losing their jobs because of the outbreak. And here in the United States, this morning, Goldman Sachs is predicting that more than 2 million Americans are going to file first-time claims for unemployment benefits this week. To put that 2 million into perspective, on an average week during good economic times, the average number of first-time claims hovers around 200,000. A home explosion in Detroit overnight leaves one person dead and two others injured. That home's on the city's west side, and Detroit police say when they got there, a 46-year-old woman at the address told them she was lighting a crack pipe when the blast occurred, although it's not clear whether there's any connection between her activity and the explosion. A 42-year-old man was seriously burned. She received minor injuries. And a 65-year-old man was killed. Several other homes nearby sustained some damage as well as a result of that explosion. And Domino's is working hard to provide a slice or two of comfort during the coronavirus quarantine, but it says it needs about 10,000 extra hands to do so. The pizza chain announcing its hiring at a time when more businesses are closing. Part-time and full-time delivery drivers are needed, as well as pizza makers and managers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.